Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rosh Hannah Miriam Baschana, and for Reb Yehuda Yaakov Ben Dina Chasha, and for Gil Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadina, Rif Gester Bas Eliyahu Peretz. We're going to be discussing the question of whether you're allowed to add on to Yomtiv. If Yomtiv falls out after Shabbos, are you allowed to add on to Shabbos? When Shabbos falls out after Yontif. So if you have Yontif and Shabbos that are right next to each other, is one allowed to add on the Kedushas Hayom of the following holy day? You will add on to Shabbos, allowed to add on to Shabbos during Yontif, or Yontif add on to Yontif during Shabbos. In the Gemara in Brachas, it talks about making Kiddush during the day, and the Shita Mekubetzis says that it's Dafka Mishkiyas Hachama Ve'elach. And if you're going to say, wait a second, but it's not nighttime yet, it's not seis. How are you yotze your kiddush? The answer is because you're mosif me'achol ala kodesh. And sorry, it's the maral and gvuras Hashem. You're mosif me'achol ala kodesh. So Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Agon Agadol, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, and his Lahoros Nosson, Simon Yadal, and on, he has a very long tshuva about this, Shiloh, which we're basing ourselves on. He says that since we see that to be Makadesh, Be'erev Shabbos, you're yotze, because you're makabel of Tosefes Shabbos, so that's dafka when Shabbos falls out after Yontif, you can be makabel of Tosefes Shabbos mevod yom shel Shabbos, because Shabbos is more chamer than Yontif, because you're aser b'melechas ochel nefesh, and it has a chatas and a skila, and therefore you could be mosif onto Yontif, the aser of Shabbos, because Shabbos is mosif on Yontif, mashen ken. When Yontif falls out after Shabbos, how are you makabel upon yourself kedushas Yontif on Shabbos? What did Yontif add on to Shabbos? The Taz in Tav Reish, Sif Katan Beis, tells a Maisa that a certain community had a shofar and was looking for a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. They sent somebody to get it. Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday. By the time the guy got back, it was already late Friday afternoon, and they had already davened Ma'ariv. Can they now go ahead and blow to Nisidur Abana to blow on Shabbos? So that was bothering the Taz. They allowed a blow. The only what didn't bother the Taz was that are they allowed to daven shel Shabbos mebod yom shel Rosh Hashanah and to be makabel Tosefes Shabbos? He's only bothered by the blowing, and he says anyway the whole Kabbalah Shabbos was betos. So had they known he would have brought them a shofar, they wouldn't have been makabel Shabbos. Al kopanim, as far as the davening goes, it didn't bother him. So you see that you can daven the Shabbos davening on Rosh Hashanah and add on. But lahefich, it would appear that you can't do to be makabel kedushas yontif mebod yom shel Shabbos. You can't do. What does the Kedushas Yontif add on to Shabbos? However, it would appear that it's dependent on the Shaila of whether Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos B'Yontif is effective only to add on Isser Melacha, or do we say that Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif is even when you are Makabal of Tosefes Shabbos B'Yontif, it's like Shabbos and Yontif Mamish. Tosis and Ksubis, Mem Zayin Abed Aleph, Divra Maschil Masa writes that Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, when you're Makabal before Yontif, is like Yontif Linyan Melacha Dori Raiso. But not l'inyan mitzvah simchas yontif. So you see, it's not yontif l'chol dover, just l'inyan isurim. The ma'aril is mashma, not like that. The mashmos of the ma'aril and hilchos ha'agadah is that mishah, from the time the person was makabel of Tosefes yontif, it's yontif mamish l'chol dinav. Otherwise, how are you yotze arbakosis mibod yom? How are you making kiddush mibod yom? He says. So it's muchach that it's pashit to the ma'aril that through being makabel of Tosefes Yomtiv, Tosefes Mebo'od Yom, you already have mitzvah siyomis like Yomtiv l'chol l'chosef. You just can't be yotzei matzik. It says be'erv tochel matzik. There you need mamish laila. Mebo'od Yom might have a din of Yomtiv, but it's not together laila yet. So even though the Tosefes is effective to make it ki Yomtiv l'chol dvarav, but it's not night yet. So you see, the Taz holds that when you makabel upon yourself Tosefes Yomtiv, it's only l'inyan isurim. The Ma'aril says that it's l'chol dover, just not that you say it's night. And like the Ma'aril, would appear that the Taz holds in Arachayim so again, according to Tosis, it's l'inyan hilchosov, l'inyan isurim and not l'chol dover. That's Tosis. And l'fiyah Ma'aril, it's l'chol davar. the Taz seems to be going with the Maharil. He brings that the Rashal was knowing not to eat on Leil Shabbos until nighttime, and the Taz says no. Since Tosefus Mechol HaKodesh is Daraisa, your Yotze, even if you finished your meal, Kodem HaLaila. And the Taz is Lashitaso, who writes in Tafrei Samaches, if cut an aleph in the name of the Marashal, that you shouldn't eat B'knisis Yom Shmini Atzeres Ad HaLaila, because otherwise you're going to have to make a Leishev Basukah since it's still daytime. The Ein Loimar, the Kevin de Mosif, Michol Ala Kodeshim, Ken Avrayom, Zeino. The Afakav, the Yachel Spalm, Vodyon, Bev Shabs, Mikol Mokom, Eni Yachel Asoso Laila. Shari Kriyashma, Bisphirs, Omer, Tzarech Lomer, Dafka, the Laila. Or the Varech Leshev Vesuka, Gam, Ken, Eno Roy, the Sasri Adodi. Shimamer Leshev Vesukim, Ken Cholu, Vikidush, Lamahu Ba, Vim Yomtafu, Leshev Vesuka, Lamahu Ba. So he brings the name of the Maharshal. This is a famous machlokus between the Taz and the Maharshal, that you shouldn't eat on Erev Shmini Atzeres until nighttime. Otherwise, you're going to run into a problem of having to say Leishev Basuka because it's still day. Because you can't say since your Mosif Mechol Ala Kodesh, the day is over, Yantiv is over. It's not true. Because even though you can daven by day, Erev Shabbos, you can daven Shmini Atzeres davening, nevertheless, you can't make it night. Because Kriya Shema is Talui at night, Sfirus Omer is Talui at night, and you can't, it's not nighttime yet. Till it's actually nighttime, you can't do Kriya Shema and Sfirus Omer till actual nighttime. And to make a Leishev Basuka, it's not Roy also. Because then it's Asri Adodi, you're eating your Shmini Atzeres meal and you're making a Leishev Basuka. Leishev Basuka implies that it's Chol. What are you making Kiddush for? However, the Taz Dingzich with the Maharshal. And he writes that your Mosif Mechol Ala Kodesh is Doraisa, so Kvar Cholaf Holach Mimenu Chovas Hayom. It's over. And it's like night, and it's like Machar Mamish. And now they have to read Kriya Shema and Sfirus Omer Dafka Balayla, because what are you missing if you just wait until night to say your Shema and your Sfirus Omer? Why should you be Somach in your Kabbalah Shabbos Mel Yom, but then in Chiv Sukkah, at the time you're Makabal Kedushas Yantiv V'Shmini Atzeres, through this you are Soser Mitzvah Sukkah, and you can eat without Sukkah because it's like nighttime. So the Taz is L'shitaso, that idea that he's Makabal Tosefes Nasa Osozman Kikodesh Mamish L'chol Dinav, and therefore he says that you're Yotzei Ba'oso Shah Mitzvahs Seidas Shabbos, and similarly you're also allowed to eat chutz asukah, because pakamineh ha-mitzvah, because it already became shmini atzeres. The Maharshal holds that Tosefes doesn't make it holy mamish, and therefore you are not yotze at that time su'udas Shabbos, and you are also not yotze, and you are also not putter from Sukkah, because it's not mamish considered the next day yet. Yes, you might be adding on Kedusha, but it's still not like the next day, and therefore you're not Yotzei Suta Shabbos, and you are also not Yotzei Sukkah. So we have the Taz bringing the Maharshal in Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Katan Vav that he wouldn't eat Suda Shabbos Ad HaLaila. Taz disagrees with him. And then we have the Taz in Tafrei Samaches Sif Katan Aleph who brings the Maharshal who wouldn't eat in the Sukkah until nighttime. And once again, the Taz disagrees with him. Now, that the Taz writes, that you have to read Kriya Shema and to read the Say Sefirus Omer Dafka B'Laila, and not Bishas Kabbalah HaTosefes, that since there's man is Belaila, why should you be Makdim Ebo'od Yom, and Lasa Shalok Adinam, because you're Makabal Shabbos, what will you be missing if you wait, and not be Somach in your Kabbalah Shabbos Ebo'od Yom? So L'chorat Shver, since L'shitas HaTosefes is Kelaila Mamish, so why should you have to wait B'Kriyash Mavis Fir Somer Ad HaLaila? Why is it considered that you're doing Shalom Kedin? Since Laila, it's Laila, it's Kedin. What's wrong? So it would appear that we can be Mechalek B'Pshitus, that even if we say that through Kabbalah's Tosefis, it's like Kodesh Mamish, nevertheless, it's not like Laila, rather it's like the day of the holy day, of the holy time. And therefore, when a person was Mekadesh B'Erev Shabbos Mevod Yom, even though it becomes Shabbos Mamish, however, he's not Yotze Mitzvahs Kriya Shema, because the Kriya Shema we require that it should be Dafka Laila, and that is the Zman of Shechiva. And so to Sfiris HaOmer, we require Dafka Laila. Why Sfiris HaOmer do you require Dafka Laila? Because the day that you count only starts Mibalaila. And even though Kedusha Shabbos is Chol Mibod Yom, nevertheless, Lenin Sfiris HaOmer, that you count the days, which is made up of nights and days, the new day doesn't start until it becomes night, or B'Shas HaTosefes, it's still Friday. Rather, he's knowing B'Yom Shabbos, Din Kodesh, and Kedusha Shabbos is Mispashik L'Yom HaShishi. And that's the Din of Tosefes Shabbos, that the Torah says, Sheyesh B'Kochu Shel Adam, L'Hosif Kedusha Shabbos Al Yom HaShishi L'Chol Dinav. But it only becomes Yom HaShvi, B'Laila, because the day is Talui in night and day, like it says, Vayer Vayvoker. And this Svara emerges from the Taz himself, in Or HaChaim Tafayin Beisiv Kotnal, who writes that on Lel Pesach, you shouldn't say Kiddush until dark, and the reason is because matzah is like Pesach, because we require a matzah from Arum Yochlu, and Pesach is only eaten by Laila, and Kiddush has to be at a time when it's Roy LaMatzah. And so he brings from the Maharani Prague that every Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov that you're Muslim in Chol HaKodesh, nevertheless the Gemara Seuda has to be at night, because it says three times Hayom, and one of them is the night meal, which is Doraisa. And when you're mafsik me'achilasa, when he stops eating, finishes eating before dark, he's not yotze, because achila requires dafka night. So we see that where you require a din laila, it doesn't help that you're makabel the tosefes, because even though bizmana tosefes there's kedusha sayom, nevertheless there's no din laila yet. And for this reason, Pesach and Matz and Suda Shabbos, that we require din laila, you're not yotze until dark. And so similarly, Kriyashman and Sfiris Omer, that we require dafka laila, you're not yotze acha techshach, but linyan sukkah be'erev shmini atzeres, we can say immediately when he was makabel alav shmini atzeres, he no longer has a mitzvah of sukkah, because in shmini atzeres there's no longer a chiyuv sukkah. Ube emes, we have to be tameya on the taz in tafayin base that we just brought, who brings for the Maharal that you're not yotze suda Shabbos and Yontif unless it's Laila, not Bizmana Tosefes. The Taz is Soser himself, that he writes earlier in Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Katan Vav, that you are yotze suda Shabbos even when you finished eating during the day, unlike the Maharshal. So he's Soser Mishnaso, he contradicts himself. Well, Bikur Svaras HaMaharal, you're not yotze suda Shabbos unless it's night, we can say that correct, it's written three Hayoms, and therefore we learn that you have to eat on Lel Shabbos. Nevertheless, we can say that the Kpeh does not dafka, that it should be at night, because the Pasuk only says, doesn't say Laila, it says Hayom three times. And one of them talking on when Shabbos enters. So apparently it would be enough then if you eat B'Shas Knesset Shabbos when you're Makabel of the Tosefes, even though it's still day, because the Ikar Mitzvah is that you should eat B'Shas Knesset when it comes in, but you're not Chayev that it should dafka be at night. We see Kiddush, you can say Af B'Yom. Kiddush, they were Metakin that it should be B'Makom Su'uda, and they darshan from the Pasuk Karasel Shabbos Onek, B'Makom Onek Shem Te Kriya, at the beginning of Pesachim Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. And if so, how's it possible to be Mekadesh Mevod Yom, since at that time there's no Chayev Su'uda, and it's not a time of Oneg, and it's not Kriya B'Makom Oneg, because it's not the time of Oneg yet. Krachach, we have to say that it's Muchach, that this man of Oneg is already Mibba'od Yom. The Iker Mitzvah is that you should eat the Su'udah B'Shas Knesset Shabbos, and you don't require night, and this would be a Hasagah on the Maharal. And the Aliyah Rabbi writes B'Tam Sefer Hasidim, that you have to eat a Kazayis Dafka B'Laila, that even though Tosefes Shabbos is Daraisa, nevertheless, since the Gimel Su'udas and Shabbos you learn from Hayom, so it's mashma that we require Yom HaShabbos and not B'Shas HaTosefes. That's the Aliyah Rabba of Da'at HaTaz. We can say that the Zman of Tosefes is already considered Yom HaShabbos, because that's the svar of the Taz, that already on Shabbos day it would be considered, already on Friday night when you add on the Tosefis, it's already considered Shabbos. It's already considered Shabbos day. So you can't say it's Laila Mamish, but it's the Knesis HaShabbos. The Dagul Meirvav and Arachayim Tafrei Samaches was Masig on the Taz, who writes that since he was Makabal of Shemini Atzeres Mebod Yom, there's no longer Chiyuv Sukkah, and that the Dagul Meirvav says that it's not correct, because even Lekula, that time, has a din of Yom Mamish, like we see in Yoredea Kuf Tzadi Vav, Kal V'chomer L'chumra. Certainly L'chumra it's going to have a din of Yom Mamish, and therefore the Maharshal is correct, and Ein L'shanos Adkan Divrei Dagul Meirvav. He's referring to what it says in Yoredea Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sif Aleph, that a woman could do Hefsik Taira, even if the call already was Makabel Shabbos and Bod Yom. So even though they were Mosif Michol Ala Kodesh, nevertheless, it's still day, even Lekula, that allows a woman to do her Hefsik Taira. So certainly Lechumra, you can't say that Chiyuv of Sukkah went away if he was Makabel upon himself Kedusha Shemini Atzeres. However, this would appear not to be a question on the Taz, because the Shach already brings there in Sif Kandal, the name of the Agur, that the reason that a woman could do a Hefsek Taira, even though the call was Makabel Shabbos, is because the Kiahita Sefes, the Shaykh Lin Yanidav Tarachov Dalit Shois, Bechain Isa Beperik Naira, Betosis Demasa Lobe Shabbos Sviam Tovim, Bechain Yeshraim Misfir Somer Lochashvina Laila Filiber of Shabbos, the Sefer Shabbos Daraisa, Bechain Yechilas Matzah, or Pesach, Visuka. In other words, what the Heilige Shach says in the name of the Heilige Agur, that Le'inyan Sphere is Shivanikiyam, it says Visafrala Shivas Yamim. You need 24 hour days, Chavdalit shows Laila V'yom. And therefore, even though they were Makabal, the call was Makabal upon themselves Shabbos, and Kedusha Shabbos was already Chal, nevertheless, it's not nighttime yet. Just there's Din Shabbos, that's Chal on Yom HaShishi. And therefore, Le'inyan Sphere is Shivanikiyam, that's Talui, not in the Din Shabbos, but in Yom V'Laila. A woman could do a Hefsek Taira as long as B'mitzias, it's not Laila. But Mitzvah Sukkah, it's only on Chagas Sukkos and not on Shemini Atzeres. We can say already went away when he was Makabel upon himself Yom Chagas Shemini. When he was Makabel upon himself Shemini Atzeres, so bye bye went the Chiyuv Sukkah. Mashen came when it comes to Hefsek Taira, it's not a good raya from Hefsek Taira. Hefsek Taira, a woman can do, a woman needs 7 24 hour periods. So since she needs 24 hour periods, she can even do it when they are Makabel upon themselves to Sefer Shabbos, because the Mitzvah is it's not nighttime yet, she has her seven clean days. The Maral Megvuras in Simon Memches is Tamei on the Rush, who writes that Suda Shabbos or Yotze, even if you eat Mibod Yom, because you're Mosif Mechol Ala Kodesh. The Maral asks, only Kiddush you can make Mibod Yom, because he's Makabel upon himself Shabbos Mibod Yom, and this Tosefa Shabbos, but Suda, you're only Yotze at night. However, based on what we're saying, we can say that even Linyan Suda, you don't need a Din Laila, you just need it to be Knesset Shabbos, and you're Makabel Shabbos, it's Shas Knesa, and you're Yotze Suda Beosa Shah. So we still have ways to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach to continue learning this very important halachic inyan, and we should be zocha lilmod ulamid lishma v'lasos. The kaimis called divrei samu teresu v'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.